Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. County commissioners on Monday questioned finance officers for more than half an hour on $1.5 million in budget amendments that were being requested for the end of the year. The 37 budget amendments were approved. It was explained that each year the county sets aside a certain amount of money at the end of the fiscal year to cover any invoices that come in after the start of the new year. County Manager Eddie Madden pointed out that last year's total was almost $5 million. Any of the money that is not used does get returned to the general fund. The board also approved a public hearing for the July 21st to accept comments on a proposed large gathering ordinance. The new rules would prohibit gatherings outside schools during the regular business day, among other limitations. The proposed ordinance is in response to protests at Williams Township School earlier this year. Civil rights activists allegedly disrupted classes and intimidated parents of the school after a teacher was accused of making racist remarks. Despite 100-degree heat, hundreds of protesters turned out Sunday to speak out against the planned 4,500 home development on Holt Lake Road. The march included golf carts and vehicles, as well as folks on foot. The protest was organized by the Waccamaw Suwam tribe. It's time for the biggest Booze It and Lose It campaign of the year in North Carolina. The North Carolina Governor's Highway Safety Program, local law enforcement, and traffic safety officials kicked off Operation Firecracker Booze It and Lose It this morning. The campaign runs from June 30th through July 6th. Law enforcement agencies statewide will conduct enhanced patrols to take impaired drivers off the road. Now, for July 4th through July 6th will be Operation Drywater, where state parks and wildlife officers will also be increasing marine patrols to reduce impaired boating. Corey Finch is the new police chief of the town of Lake Waccamaw. The combat veteran and longtime officer replaced Scott Hyatt, who retired last week after 26 years with the town. Finch also previously worked for the Whiteville Police Department. Multiple firearms charges sent a Tabor City area man to jail last week. Carlos Register, age 23, of 10 Mile Road, was held under a $60,000 secured bond. He was arrested on 3 counts of possession of a weapon of mass destruction and 4 of possession of a firearm by felon. Deputies took him into custody on Wednesday. It's that time of year again. The North Carolina Forest Service will begin accepting seedling orders tomorrow. See this story on our website for more information on how you can get your young baby trees. The town of Brunswick will kick off Independence Day celebrations tonight at 7 o'clock at the county fairgrounds. There'll be fireworks around 9. You can look for food trucks and games and other activities. Now, the 38th annual Columbus County Fireworks Celebration is set for South Columbus High School on Thursday at 6 p.m. with live entertainment, food trucks, and much more leading up to the biggest fireworks display in the county. Lake Waccamaw will celebrate the Patriotic Family 4th on Independence Day. You can decorate your golf cart and bike and be in the parade starting at 9:30 a.m. at Elizabeth Brinkley Park. Milk Before Meat Ministries and Transformation Church will host a carnival and fundraiser starting at noon on July 4th. The carnival will be at 9938 James B. White Highway South. Now, Chabron will have a fireworks show and food truck rodeo on Saturday from 5 until 9 p.m. at the Chabron Events Field. And the Veterans Memorial Park will have the Freedom Fest on Saturday, July 5th from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. There will be a cruise in, food trucks, a massive yard sale, and you can still participate. Just contact them via Facebook. There's going to be all kinds of good stuff, especially for the kids, going on Saturday at the Veterans Memorial Park from 9 until 2. That event is free. And the Austin Watch family of Hallsboro is once again hosting their Independence Day celebration for the community. That's going to be Saturday at 3 p.m. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.